The Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country.
And a very pleasant good evening from Wayne Trace High School, which is about 10, 15 miles north of Van Wert. Out in the country here on Route 127, I'm Rob Weaver with WPGW AM and FM in Portland and 105.3 FM in Portland. Also, we have Fort Recovery Radio with us again tonight. Mr. Neil Spencer's here at the game site. Ava Shane is doing the controls back at the Fort Recovery studio location. And we welcome you to the broadcast. It's time for sectional volleyball. Fort Recovery and Wayne Trace going at it here this evening. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta. Dr. Banta and all of his staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart, would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians the best of luck in tonight's sectional match with Wayne Trace. Dr. Tom Banta would love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. Again, you'll find the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Playing their last sectional, hopefully more than one game, seniors Audra Bupp, Allison Follenkamp, Grace Klingshern, and Faith Wendell. We'll be back in a moment here from Wayne Trace High School. Pretty nice crowd on hand. Beautiful gymnasium here. We'll return in a moment. Coming up, Fort Recovery and Wayne Trace in sectional volleyball action.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Fours Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. Fours Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Fours Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indians, Boers Welding.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units. Also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
JR Manufacturing is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics. One of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products, JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent. Find specific openings for employment on the Hometown Opportunities website or jrmanufacturing.net. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
Well, the teams are now being introduced here before the start of the competition. Looks like Fort Recovery is going to start Sage Luthold, Mara Pearson, Grace Klingshern, Tegan Fortkamp, Paige Guggenbiller, starting lineup for Fort Recovery. And the libero will be Callie Wendell. For Wayne Trace, they have Caitlin Slade starting, along with Casey Hornish, also Paige Alber, Tori Sin. Also starting is Harper Myers for Wayne Trace as well. And Gracie Shepherd. Supposedly Gracie Shepherd is their big star, their big hitter, so she certainly looks athletic, like she could be a dominating force. Two teams are now shaking hands at the net. We're about ready to start here tonight. Fort Recovery and Wayne Trace in sectional action. The winner here goes on to play Parkway, the number two seed in the sectional, on Wednesday night at Parkway. We hope we're there. We certainly think the Lady Indians are capable of being in that game with Parkway on Wednesday. So we're about set to go here. Up front, we've got Grace Klingshern, Paige Guggenbiller, and Allison Fullenkamp. In the back, we have Tegan Fortkamp, Mara Pearson, Sage Luthold, and then Callie Wendell is going to report in as a libero here momentarily. Fort Recovery finished up the regular season in fine fashion with a 3-0 win over Arcanum on Saturday morning. Hope you heard the broadcast. If not, the Lady Indians played really well, pretty much dominated the entire match against a Arcanum team. Had a little bit better record, but Indians were better physically, came out on top. Sage Luthold will go out, and Callie Wendell, as Callie Wendell comes in for the Lady Indians to play the libero position. Tegan Fortkamp will serve first, so we have first serve here. Tegan bouncing the basketball. The volleyball. And here comes the first serve. It's a good one, and it's an ace. Hey, way to start. That went off the fist of Paige Alber. So Tegan Fortkamp picks up an ace serve to start things out here. She will serve again. It's 1-0. Fort Recovery in the lead. Here's the next serve. It's another good one. Dug out this time. Here's the set. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Paige Guggenbiller bumps it back over to Wayne Trace. Here's the set. Outside hitter to Callie Wendell. There's Tegan Fortkamp over on the second hit. Freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell will bump it to Tegan Fortkamp, and Fort Recovery cannot get it over. Just misplayed that. Lack of execution on that for Fort Recovery, and that's a point for Wayne Trace. It's now 1-1. Going back to serve for them is going to be, Sydney Sin. Here's a smash, and it's out of bounds by Fort Recovery. Point for the Lady Raiders of Wayne Trace. Sydney Sin is serving. Good serve. Mara Pearson bumps it to the net. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Allison Fullenkamp. And it's out of bounds. A little bit too much over the end line. Right idea, but just didn't work out. And so Wayne Trace takes the lead at 3-1 here. Next serve is good. Dug out by Mara Pearson. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Paige Guggenbiller. Dinks it over. There's a block for Wayne Trace. Their star hitter, Gracie Shepherd, picks up the block. Another point for Wayne Trace, and the Lady Indians off to a tough start here, trailing 4-1 in the first game. It'll get better. Just hang in there with them. Here comes the next serve for Sydney Sin. And it's an ace serve right in front of Mara Pearson. And now it's 5-1. Four straight points being served by Sydney Sin. Spells her last name S-I-N-N. Here's the next serve dug out by Allison Fullenkamp. Tegan Fortkamp back to Allison. Allison dinks it over. Here's the bump by Wayne Trace. The hit back over to Fort Recovery. Dug out by Mara Pearson. Here's Grace Klingshern. Hits a two-hand hit over. Back to Fort Recovery. And what do we got? Somebody was in the net for Fort Recovery. 6-1 now. Somebody for Fort Recovery was in the net. Timeout coach Travis Guggenbiller, he's not happy. A 6-1 deficit here to start out in game number one. We'll be back in a moment.
The Cooper Farms Turkey Trot is back for its 15th year on Saturday, November 5th. Join us as we race, gobble, and once again give to our friends at Everhart Hospice Care. The turkey trot begins at Cooper Farms Processing Plant at 1 Cooper Farms Drive in St. Henry, Ohio. Registration and packet pickup begins at 9 a.m. with race starting at 10. Water and refreshments, including a to-go turkey meal, will be provided to all participants, as well as several door prizes awarded. To view full details and to register, visit speedyfeet.com and search for Cooper Farms Turkey Trot.
Here we go with Sydney Sin serving again. She has 5 straight service points. Callie Wendell will pass to Tegan Fortkamp, who will set for Grace Klingshirn, and she got the kill. There we go. Grace Klingshirn gets the kill. That is her first kill of the day and our first kill, and only our second point. 6-2, Lady Indians down by 4. Here's Audra Bupp in to serve now for Fort Recovery. Good serve, and it's going to be, well, not quite an ace. They're going to free ball it back. Callie Wendell will bump it up to Tegan Fortkamp, who will set for Paige Guggenbiller from the outside hitting spot. Wayne Trace dinks it back over. And what do we got? Fort Recovery in the net again. Point Wayne Trace. I didn't see it myself. 7-2 now. Wayne Trace on top by 5. That's twice that the Lady Indians have been in the net here to start this match. Now serving is Elsie Miller. Good serve. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Allison Follenkamp, and she gets the kill. Give Tegan Fortkamp the assist. Allison Follenkamp gets the kill. Side out Lady Indians. And the score is now 7-3. Fort Recovery trails by 4. Sectional volleyball from Wayne Trace, about 10, 15 miles north of Van Wert. Here's Faith Wendell serving. Good serve. Dug out by their libero. Here's the set and the smash. And back to Wayne Trace, back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp bumps it up. Here's Mara Pearson on a hit. Here's the set for Wayne Trace. The hit back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp to Audra Bupp. Bupp will set for Sage Luthold. Back to Wayne Trace. They set it. Shepard will hit and get the kill. Their big hitter, Gracie Shepard, picks up the kill. Side out, Wayne Trace. It's now 8-3. And what's going on here? Okay, they're recognizing Casey Hornish of Wayne Trace for reaching the 1,000 assist mark, and they're giving her the volleyball. That's quite an accomplishment. 1,000 assists for Casey Hornish, and she's only a junior being recognized here, so they stopped the match for that. So we had an officials timeout there. That was nice that they did that. I'm sure Coach Guggenbiller gave them the okay to do that. And so we'll be resuming action here with Wayne Trace with the serve. And they lead 8-3. Okay, we've got some substitutes coming in. Paige Guggenbiller is reporting in for Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell will go out. Callie Wendell comes in also. And we're set to go. I guess Paige Guggenbiller ended up going out. Mara Pearson tried to dig it out. It's an ace serve. Boy, what a rough start for us tonight. Serving for Wayne Trace is Paige Albert. And she picks up an ace serve on her first serve. Here comes the next one. Dug out by Audra Bupp to Tegan Fortkamp at the net. And it was too close into the net, and nobody could play it out of the net. Another point for Wayne Trace. And it is now 10-3. We need to get ourselves in gear here, gals. Good serve. Mara Pearson to pay, or to Tegan Fortkamp, back to Mara. Mara hits it over, and Wayne Trace cannot make a return. I'm going to go ahead and give Mara a kill on that. She had 14 kills in the win against Arcanum on Saturday. Quite a match for Mara Pearson. Here's the sophomore going back to serve, Kayla Heitkamp. She's done a great job for us. She didn't play many minutes early in the year, but Coach Guggenbiller has been able to get a lot of confidence in her here towards the end of the year. There's a smash by Shepard. A block. Shepard hits it over, and we got four hits called on Wayne Trace. So point for Fort Recovery and Kayla Heitkamp. It's now 10-5. Get a couple more here. We'll get right back in this thing. Kayla Heitkamp, good serve. There's the dig back over to Fort Recovery. And waiting on it at the net was Tori Sin, and she gets a kill. Puts it right down in front of the Lady Indians, right over the nets. Side outs for Wayne Trace, and here's Gracie Shepard serving. She's their star player. Dug out by Mara Pearson. Here's the set for Mara. Mara hits it over. Wayne Trace back to Fort Recovery. Passing to the net. Kayla Heitkamp will set. And free-balling it over is Callie Wendell. Here's the set for Wayne Trace. Blocked by Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson on a smash. And got the kill. Mara Pearson with the kill. It makes 11-6. Fort Recovery trailing by 5. And Mara Pearson will go back to serve now on side out. We're at Wayne Trace High School. The top seed had the opportunity to host this game. And Wayne Trace was seeded number 5. We were seeded number 7. There's a smash by Grace Klingshern, and it's knocked out of bounds. I'll tell you, though, the Lady Indians, no way are they playing their part of their better volleyball that they've been playing recently. They're not with it yet tonight for some reason. Here's Caitlin Slade serving. Good serve. There's Kayla Heitkamp on the set. Sage Luthold on the hit. A battle at the net. And I believe it was Sage Luthold who's going to get the kill. So Sage Luthold picks up a kill. And a point for Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell will serve. Good serve. And an ace serve right in the face of Caitlin Slade, and she couldn't handle it. Callie Wendell picks up an ace serve. That makes it now 12-8. Back to a four-point match or four-point game. Callie Wendell serves again. Here's the set, the smash, and it's a kill. That was Harper Myers picking up the kill for Wayne Trace. Side out Lady Raiders. The Wayne Trace Raiders here at Wayne Trace High School. Fairly new gym here. I don't know when this gym was built, but it's not very old. Beautiful gym. 13-8 score. Wayne Trace on top. Dug out by Callie Wendell. And Mara Pearson tries to hit it over from way back and could not get it over the net. Another point for Wayne Trace. Serving now is Casey Hornish, the young lady who topped the 1,000 mark in her assist a moment ago. Here's Paige Guggenbiller on a hit. Played back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell to Heitkamp. There's a smash by Tegan Fortkamp. And the block was deflected out of bounds. So Tegan Fortkamp gets credit for the point, for the kill. And it's 14-9 now. Now Tegan Fortkamp will serve on side out. Good serve, dug out by Wayne Trace. Here's the set. Smash back to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson bumps it to the net. Here's Grace Klingshern on a hit. Here's the set for Wayne Trace. Cross-court hit, and it's a kill. Picking up the kill for Wayne Trace there was Sydney Sin. Her first kill of the evening. Makes it 15-9. Fort Recovery trails by 6. And it will be Sydney Sin doing the serving. There's Tegan Fortkamp. Grace Klingshern, or it was Grace Klingshern over the net, and they said Wayne Trace was in the net. So give that point to Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp will go back to serve now. It's 15-10. Fort Recovery trails by 5 here. Audra Bupp's serve is a good one. And dug out. Wayne Trace has a little problem. They get it back over to Tegan Fortkamp. There's Allison Follenkamp on the hit over. Back to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson to Tegan Fortkamp. Smash by Paige Guggenbiller. And she hits it through the block and got the kill. Paige Guggenbiller with the kill. Once again, the winner tonight will move on to the sectional championship game on Wednesday against Parkway. Here's the dink over by Wayne Trace, and they got the kill. Sorry I didn't catch who that was, but it's now 16-11. It was 15-11 a moment there, so we had carved it down to four. Now it's back up to five, and serving now is Elise Miller. Miller's serve is dug out by Mara Pearson to the net. Tegan Fortkamp back to Pearson, and she got the kill. That was fortunate. Mara Pearson picks up a kill, number three for her. And it makes it 16-12. It's a four-point match, four-point game. And here is Faith Wendell serving now for the Lady Indians. Good serve, dug out by the libero. Here's a smash by Shepherd and a block by Fort Recovery's Allison Follenkamp. Allison Follenkamp with a block to make it 16-13. Fort Recovery sneaking back in it here. Faith Wendell serving. Good serve and an ace serve off of Sydney Sin. Ace serve for Faith Wendell. That makes it 16-14. Lady Indians back to within two. Faith will serve again. Here we go. Dug out by the back line, and they're in trouble. Shepherd just free balls it up. They get it over to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Sage Luthold. Sage on a smash, and the block goes out of bounds. So it's a kill for Sage Luthold. 16-15, back to a one-point game. This hasn't been this close since the very beginning. Faith Wendell, oh, that was close. They called it out. Wow. That was extremely close. Linesman said it was out. So that gives Wayne Trace the point, makes it 17-15. Back to serve now is Paige Alber for Wayne Trace. And she gets an ace serve. Audra Bupp could not handle it. Alber has kind of a low line drive serve, which is tough to play. Here we go with the next serve. Dug out by Audra Bupp to Tegan Fortkamp. Hitting it over was Mara Pearson. And Pearson back over to Wayne Trace. They can't handle it. Fort Recovery picks up the point as Wayne Trace hit it out of bounds, trying to return it. 18-16. Side out Lady Indians. Back to serve is Kayla Heitkamp again. This is her second time around here in game number one. Sectional action from Wayne Trace High School tonight. Fort Recovery and Wayne Trace. Here's a set at the net. Back over to Fort Recovery. Saved there by Fort Recovery's Kayla Heitkamp. Here's Mara Pearson freeballing it over. Oh, she got the kill on the free ball. Standing with her back to the net. Using two hands, just bumped it over, not even knowing where it was going. And Mara Pearson gets a kill. We love those. Service point for Kayla Heitkamp. She'll serve again. Makes it 18-17. We're down by one. This is to tie it up here if we can get this point. There's Shepherd over to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Callie Wendell. Callie bumps it over. Here's the set for Wayne Trace. The hit by the middle hitter and a kill. Tori Sin picks up her second kill of the game, and that makes it 19-17. Two-point lead for Wayne Trace. They will serve again. Gracie Shepherd goes back to serve, their star hitter. And it is a good one. Mara Pearson passing to Kayla Heitkamp. Here's Sage Luthold, a block by Wayne Trace. Mara Pearson hits it back over. Wayne Trace on the set. Here's the hit and a block by Fort Recovery, but the smash was through the block. And it's a point for Wayne Trace. 20-17, Fort Recovery trails by three. Timeout is called by Coach Travis Guggenbiller. We'll be back in a moment. It'll be Side Out Wayne Trace when we resume action.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Calp Pharmacy. Caring for our community is at the core of what we do, and we are looking for a few great people to join our team. From managing medication therapy for patients to setting up oxygen services in the home, we have multiple positions available where you can make a difference. We are looking for delivery drivers, cashiers, and pharmacy technicians in both full-time and part-time positions. Contact Kalb Pharmacy today at 419-375-2323 or on our website, kalbpharmacy.com, to learn more. We look forward to meeting you.
Well, we got to within 1 point, and now the Wayne Trace Lady Raiders are back on top by three. Serving here is Shepherd. Good serve. Audra Bupp up to Mara Pearson, a smash, and they say it was in. Oh, my. I think we got a break on that one. Well, I thought the one that they called out a moment ago was in, and now I thought this one they called in was out, so I guess it kind of evens up. Mara Pearson gets credit for a kill. Side out Lady Indians, and Mara Pearson goes back to serve. Good serve by Mara, and they should have let it go, but they played it, and it's going to be an ace serve. They should have let it go because that was going out of bounds. But Mara Pearson gets credit for an ace serve because they played it and they couldn't keep it in play. Pearson serving again. It's 20-19. Oh, that was going to go out of bounds too. And there's a point foot recovery. They said Wayne Trace was in the net. Wayne Trace is arguing the call. Wayne Trace arguing the call, saying, what? They're going to go over and question the official now. Now the two officials are going to talk. So we'll see what they decide here. Fort Recovery's huddled up by the net while they're waiting on the officials to make their decision. I actually didn't see what happened. All I know is the official claimed that one of the Wayne Trace Lady Raiders was in the net. The good thing to do here would be to replay it, and that's what they're going to do. Going to replay it. So Mara Pearson will serve. It's still 20-19. That would have tied it up for us if we would have had that point, but it was taken away. Mara Pearson, good serve. Here's the dig, the set. Outside hitter. Now Fort Recovery's Grace Klingshern, a smash and a kill, and we are tied at 20-20. Grace Klingshern coming through with a kill. Well, can the Lady Indians come back to win this baby? It's tied at 20-20. We've been behind almost the whole game. Good serve by Mara Pearson, the set. Here's the smash back to Fort Recovery, played by Kayla Heitkamp. A battle at the net, and winning the battle was Wayne Trace. Tori Sin gets credit for the kill. And back to serve now is Caitlin Slade. And now Wayne Trace takes a one-point lead again, 21-20. Here's Slade's serve, played by Mara Pearson to Kayla Heitkamp. And we can't, lack of execution by the Lady Indians there. Doggone it. Couldn't get it over the net. That was our own fault. Point for Caitlin Slade. She'll serve again. Good serve dug out by Tegan Fortkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. Here's a smash by Grace Klingshern, played by Wayne Trace. The set for the outside hitter. Back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell will bump it up. Here's Tegan Fortkamp hitting it over to Wayne Trace. Here's the set. Smash. And a kill for Wayne Trace for Harper Myers, her second kill of the game. And it's 23-20 now. Fort Recovery with their backs to the wall on this one. Here's Slade serving again. It's an ace serve. Over on the far sideline, nobody could get to it. Ace serve for Caitlin Slade, and it's 24-20. And we're probably not going to win this first game. But, hey, amazing things happen. Let's not give up yet. Here's Slade serving again. The pass by Callie Wendell to Kayla Heitkamp. A smash by Tegan Fortkamp hits it out of bounds, and that is the game, 25-20. The home team, Wayne Trace, comes away with the win, 25-20. We'll be back with game number two. Well, the one consolation in all that is, I want to tell you, Fort Recovery did not play their best volleyball by any means in that first game. We had several lapses. Hopefully we can pick it up here in game number two. We'll be back with that game coming up in just a moment.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery has immediate openings in their parts department. Hull Brothers has been in business for over 125 years. They are a Case IH and Kubota dealership serving Mercer, Dark, and Jay counties. Apply in person if you are outgoing, friendly, computer savvy, and enjoy talking to customers. Hull Brothers offers health insurance, paid vacations, retirement accounts, and annual bonuses. Consider joining the parts department at Hull Brothers. Apply today in Fort Recovery.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Back at Wayne Trace, disappointing first game for the Lady Indians as they lose the set 25-20 to the Wayne Trace Lady Raiders. So we'll try to come back in game number two here. Serving for Wayne Trace is Casey Hornish to start game two. Fort Recovery plays it. Grace Klingstern free balls it over. Here's the set for Wayne Trace, the dink over. Paige Guggenbiller dink bumps it up. Here's Allison Follenkamp hitting it back to Wayne Trace. A hit, a block. And getting a kill for Wayne Trace was Harper Myers to start game number two. Hit it where nobody was. That wasn't a forceful hit by any means. It's a service point for Casey Hornish. Good serve. And Mara Pearson free balls it back. Did a nice job of saving that. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell to Tegan Fortkamp. Mara Pearson, a block by Wayne Trace. Back over to Wayne Trace. There's the set, the hit. And I don't think they hit it over. It was either blocked or was into the net. To me, it looked like it was into the net. So it's point Fort Recovery regardless. It's now at 1-1. We're all tied up. Audra Bupp will go back to serve. Good serve. Here's the set. Back over to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell to Tegan Fortkamp. Smashed by Mara Pearson. Blocked, but it's out of bounds. The block went out of bounds. Mara Pearson gets another kill. Once again, she is leading the way today. She has a total of 6 kills on the day so far. Audra Bupp serving again. Good serve. Here's the set for Wayne Trace. A deep hit, and it's out of bounds. They're a big hitter who we've been able to kind of keep out of the offense for some reason. Gracie Shepherd smashes it out of bounds. Audra Bupp picks up another service point, and we lead 3-1. Good serve by Audra. Here's Sin on the dig. There's Shepherd heading back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp to Allison Follenkamp and picks up the kill. Now this is just like Wayne Trace did to us the start of the first game. And we are leading 4-1 here. Audra Bupp serving, good serve. And Wayne Trace hits it back. Allison Follenkamp to Tegan Fortkamp. And there's a little soft dink over by Mara Pearson, and she gets the kill. Another kill for Mara, and timeout Wayne Trace as Fort Recovery's jumped out to a 5-1 lead. We'll be back in a moment.
Fours Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. Fours Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Fours Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indians, Vores Welding.
Fort Recovery jumping out to a 5-1 lead behind the serving of Audra Bupp here and the hitting of Mara Pearson. Audra will serve again. Here comes the serve. It is a good one. Dug out by Wayne Trace, the bump. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery by Sin. Paige Guggenbiller dumps it over, and Wayne Trace can't play it. I'm going to go ahead and give Paige a kill on that. Her second of the night, another service point for Audra Bupp. She's had 6 service points in a row here. Good serve. I should say 5 service points in a row. There's Audra Bupp, and there's Allison Follenkamp battling Harper Myers at the net, and Allison comes out the victor and gets the kill. Another point for Audra Bupp. She serves again, dug out by Wayne Trace. Back over to Fort Recovery. Bupp will push it up to Tegan Forkamp at the net. Tegan sets for Allison Follenkamp, and another kill for Allison. Another service point for Audra Bupp. She's had 7 service points in a row here in this run. 8-1, Fort Recovery on top. Here's the dig by Sin. The hit over Fort Recovery's there to block it, and I'm going to go ahead and give Mara Pearson and Allison Follenkamp a combined block on that one. It's now 9-1. 8 service points in a row for Audra Bupp. Keep serving, Audra. Dug out by Wayne Trace. Here's the smash. And there's a kill. Sydney Sin gets the kill on the back line. That breaks the run by Audra. And Sydney will go back to serve now for Wayne Trace. It's 9-2. Lady Indians leading by 7. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell. Tegan Forkamp will set for Mara Pearson, and she got the kill. Another kill for Mara. So far, 2, 4, 6, 8 kills on the day so far, and we're just starting this second game. Side out Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell goes back to serve now. Good serve. Dug out by Caitlin Slade. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. Here's the bump by Audra Bupp to Mara Pearson. Sideways hit. And it's a kill for Wayne Trace. I believe it's Casey Hornish who comes through with the kill there. That was just kind of a luck kill. But, hey, you know, it happens. And you can't fault her for the effort. She got the job done. Elise Miller will go back to serve now. That was kind of a sideways hit that came back. Here's the serve by Miller, dug out by Mara Pearson to Audra Bupp. Back to Pearson, the hit over, played by Wayne Trace. Here's a deep hit and a battle for Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson hits it back over, but it's out of bounds. Point for Wayne Trace. It's back to 10-4 now. Another service point for Elise Miller. She will serve again, dug out by Audra Bupp. Here's Allison Follenkamp back over to Wayne Trace. The set and the smash and the kill by Lexi Moore of Wayne Trace. We've got some nice-sized young ladies for this volleyball team. Fort Recovery does too, of course. Another service point for Elise Miller. She'll serve again. Mara Pearson to Tegan Forkamp. Mara hits it over. Wayne Trace plays it, no problem. Here's the bump, and they mishit it, and a point Fort Recovery. Lexi Moore mishit that, didn't time it correctly, and Fort Recovery gets side out. 11-5, Fort Recovery by 6, and one of our better servers comes in Kayla Heitkamp. Fort Recovery lost the first game, 25-20, trying to come back and win this game. There's a smash and a hit by, I believe it was Shepherd. Yes, that's their big hitter, Gracie Shepherd. She leads them in kills, but she only has two so far today. Side out Wayne Trace going back to serve now is Paige Alber. She's the one that has the low line drive serve. Here it comes, dug out by Callie Wendell. Kayla Heitkamp will set for our outside hitter, Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp hits it over. Wayne Trace back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell bumps it to the net. Mara Pearson hits it over. Wayne Trace having troubles. They get it back to Fort Recovery on a free ball, but they say it was double hit. Double hit called on Wayne Trace, point for Fort Recovery. Now Mara Pearson goes back to serve. Good serve dug out by Wayne Trace. Here's the set by Alber. Smash by Shepherd, and she got the kill. Right down the line. Nobody could play that one. That stops the Fort Recovery serve in a hurry, and now here's Shepherd serving for Wayne Trace. And freeballing it over is Sage Luthold. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp back to Wayne Trace. Albert will set for Sydney Sin, and it goes out of bounds, a cross-court hit. Fort Recovery picks up the point. Callie Wendell serving, 13-7. Here comes the serve, a let serve, and Wayne Trace able to play it. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson digs it out. Here's Callie Wendell over to Wayne Trace. Alber to Sydney Sin, and she got the kill. Sydney Sin picks up the kill. That is her third of the evening. Side out Wayne Trace. It's 13-8, Fort Recovery by 5. And Caitlin Slade will come in to serve again. I think this is about her third time in tonight. And Fort Recovery having trouble, can't play it. Callie Wendell and Mara Pearson were both there, but it was right in front of them, and they couldn't really, neither one of them could get a good angle on it and give Caitlin Slade an ace serve on that. She will serve again. That's her second ace of the evening. Another serve dug out by Callie Wendell to Heitkamp to Grace Klingshern. Now back over to Fort Recovery. Sydney Sin on the kill. That makes it 13-10 and timeout. Coach Travis Guggenbiller, as Fort Recovery's lead has shriveled down to 3 points. We'll be back in a moment. Fort Recovery 13 and Wayne Trace 10 here in game number two after Wayne Trace won game one, 25-20.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Rob Weaver here at Wayne Trace High School. We're on WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, 105.3 FM in Portland. Also, FortRecoveryRadio.com. Our studio producers tonight, Eric Catterly at the radio station, Ava Shane for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Here's the serve to Fort Recovery, and a dink over by Tegan Fortkamp, and she gets the kill. That makes it now 14-10. Fort Recovery's lead is back up to 4. And Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve. Here comes the serve by Tegan. Dug out by Wayne Trace, the back line. Here's a smash over to Fort Recovery by Sydney Sin. Back over to Wayne Trace. And a battle at the net. Guggenbiller over, back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp to Allison Fullenkamp. And the combination, Fortkamp-Fullenkamp, works again. Fullenkamp gets the kill. Tegan Forkamp serving. 15-10 now. Here's a good serve dug out by Wayne Trace. Albers on the set, and there is a kill for Harper Myers as she hit it where nobody could get it for Fort Recovery. That was strictly a placement hit, and she got the job done. Casey Hornish will go back to serve now for Wayne Trace as they trail 15-11. Dug out by Mara Pearson. Here's Paige Guggenbiller over to Wayne Trace. The set and the smash. Callie Wendell to Tegan Forkamp. Here's Allison Follenkamp again. Wayne Trace got it back. Callie Wendell, nice dig there. Tegan Forkamp to Mara Pearson, and it is out of bounds. Just barely. Right idea, just a little bit out of the boundary. 15-12. Casey Hornish serving. Too long. Service error. Fort Recovery will get side out. 16-12 now. Travis Guggenbiller, the coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Katie Lloyd is the coach of Wayne Trace. And here's a serve by Audra Bupp, and it's out of bounds. That's unusual for her, but one of those things. Service error for Audra Bupp. Now here's Sydney Sin serving. It's a good serve dug out by Audra Bupp to Tegan Forkamp, who will set for Allison Follenkamp. And Fort Recovery picks up the kill. Allison Follenkamp. The hit came back, but it went out of bounds. So Faith Wendell serving here for Fort Recovery. Good serve dug out by Wayne Trace. Here's the set. Smash. Sage Luthold. Keeps it alive. There's Mara Pearson hitting it over on a free ball. Here's a smash by Shepard. The set by Tegan Forkamp. Allison Follenkamp back over again. Here's another hit by Shepard, and she got a kill that time on the outside hitting spot. Gracie Shepard gets her fourth kill of the evening. Side out Wayne Trace. That makes it 17-14. Once again, the winner here will go on to the sectional championship on Wednesday to play at Parkway. Serving now is Elise Miller for Wayne Trace. Dug out by Mara Pearson. Tegan Forkamp to Mara. A blast. And it's blocked and hit back to Fort Recovery, and it's a point for Wayne Trace. Elise Miller serving again. And service error. That hit one of her own players right in the head. Break for Fort Recovery there, service error. And going back to serve now is Kayla Heitkamp for Fort Recovery. 3-point lead, 18-15. Kayla's service good. Dug out by Sydney Sin. Over to Shepard. She hits it too long. Gracie Shepard, one of her thundering hits, but it was too long. Fort Recovery gets the points. Kayla Heitkamp serves again. It's now 19-15. Boy, a point here would be very nice. It would make it 20-15. Lady Indians up by five. Good serve. Here's the set. Look out. Gracie Shepard gets another kill. Anytime she has an opening like that, she actually came up on the run and smashed that down where nobody was. 19-16. Now it's a 3-point game. Back to serve is Paige Alber again for Wayne Trace. It's out of bounds. Boy, that was close. Side out Fort Recovery. Here comes Mara Pearson to serve now for the Lady Indians. We lead 20-16. Ace serve off of Sydney Sin. She couldn't dig it out. Timeout is called by Wayne Trace. Fort Recovery leads 21-16. We'll be back in a moment.
JR Manufacturing is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics. one of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products, JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent. Find specific openings for employment on the Hometown Opportunities website or jrmanufacturing.net. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
Thank our sponsors, you folks here in the broadcast tonight. They make it possible for us to be here. Bring you Lady Indian Volleyball. If you'd like to be a part of the broadcast, just give us a call at the radio station. We'll be happy to fix you up with your commercial package. Be a part of the Lady Indian Volleyball broadcasts. Mara Pearson serving. Good serve. Here's a hit back over by Gracie Shepherd, and she gets a kill. Side out, Wayne Trace. And Shepherd will go back to serve. It's 21-17 for recovery by four. Good serve dug out by Tegan Fortkamp. Mara Pearson bumps it up to the net. Grace Klingshern just free balls it over. Here's the set for Wayne Trace. Back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Allison, or for Gracie Klingshern, I should say. And here's a hit into the net by Sydney Sin of Wayne Trace. Couldn't get it over the net, and it's a point for recovery. Just a lack of execution there. Callie Wendell will go back to serve now. It's 22-17, Lady Indians by five. Good serve. Here's the pass to Alber. A hit back over by Sydney Sin. Fort Recovery's Callie Wendell plays it. Smashed by Tegan Fortkamp and can't get it over. Side out, Wayne Trace. Actually, I think it was blocked there. Caitlin Slade will now serve. It's 22-18. Only a four-point lead. Still time for Wayne Trace. But their time is running out in this game. Kayla Heitkamp to Grace Klingshern. Kill for Grace Klingshern. For Grace tonight, that's kill number three. And back to serve now. 23-18 is Tegan Fortkamp. She could serve out this game with 2 points. Come on, Tegan. First one's good. Let's serve. Almost an ace serve, but they salvage it. Back over to Fort Recovery, and getting the kill was Harper Myers. Side out, Wayne Trace. It's now 23-19. New life for Wayne Trace. Going back to serve for them is Casey Hornish. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Allison Fullenkamp. Fullenkamp slams it down for the points. And here we go with game points. 24-19. Audra Bupp will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians. She had a run of, I don't know, 7 points in a row in that first game. Good serve dug out by Wayne Trace. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp passes up to Tegan Fortkamp. Paige Guggenbiller, cross-court hit. It's out of bounds. Point for Wayne Trace, 24-20. Sydney Sin is serving here. She will have one more. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson. Tegan Fortkamp to Allison Fullenkamp, and she finishes off the game with a kill. Allison Fullenkamp makes it 25-20, the identical score of game one, except the other team won. Allison Fullenkamp picks up another kill for her tonight. She has 2, 4, 6, 8 kills on the night already for Allison. 25-20, Fort Recovery wins. Game number two, we're tied at one game apiece. That means we're going to go at least four games tonight. We'll be back in just a moment.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. We are offering flu and pneumonia shots as well as the new boosters for COVID-19. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and accepts cash pay. To schedule your vaccine appointment, call your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose.
Well, here we go with game number three in Fort Recovery serving, and Fort Recovery cannot make the return after Wayne Trace gives it back to Fort Recovery. And so it is 1-0. Wayne Trace with the early lead here, and they get side out. Fort Recovery had the first serve there. Sydney Sin serving. Mara Pearson digs it out to Tegan Forkamp. Here's a soft hit by Grace Klingshern. Wayne Trace back over to Fort Recovery. And Allison Follenkamp quickly hits it back over, but out of bounds. Point for Wayne Trace, and they lead 2-0. Give Sydney Sin the service point. She'll serve again. Let's serve, played by Paige Guggenbiller. Tegan Forkamp for Allison Follenkamp. Follenkamp smashes it back to Sin. Here's an outside hit in a battle, and I think Fort Recovery comes through with a point. Looks like Allison Follenkamp there with the block. 2-1, a one-point lead for Wayne Trace, and here's Audra Bupp to serve now on side out. Excellent serve, almost an ace, but Wayne Trace able to play it, and now they can't get it back over, though, as Caitlin Slade tried to free ball it over from the back line and didn't hit it hard enough, and it went into the net. 2-2, we're all tied up here. Audra Bupp serves again. Dug out by Wayne Trace. Here's a smash and too long. Harper Myers hit that over the end line, so Fort Recovery gets the point. Audra Bupp will serve again. 3-2. Lady Indians now lead 2-1, or 3-2, I should say, by 1 point. Here's a smash, and Gracie Shepherd picks up a kill. Their best hitter of the team. She has a total now of 7 kills on the evening. 3-3, we're all tied. Side out for Wayne Trace. Again, the winner here goes to Parkway on Wednesday to play for the sectional championship. Parkway's the number 2 seed in the tournament. Coldwater actually the number 1 seed in the tournament. Here's Paige Guggenbiller heading it over to Wayne Trace. Smash back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Forkamp. Here's Mara Pearson. Got the kill. Kill number 9, I believe, for Mara Pearson. Coldwater chose to play tonight. They could have taken a bye, but they said, no, we want to play. So they're playing. They're heavily favored in whoever they're playing tonight. So it's kind of unusual for the number one seed not to take the bye, but sometimes coaches like to play instead of sitting on the sideline, and that's apparently the case with Coldwater. And what is the problem here now? The officials talking to the scorers table about something. 4-3 score, Fort Recovery with the lead. I guess we're ready to go now. Faith Wendell is serving, and it's in for an ace. Right on the back line. Way to go, Faith. She will serve again, 5-3. Fort Recovery by two. Good serve. Here's a smash back to Fort Recovery. The bump by Audra up to Tegan Fortkamp. Here is Mara Pearson. A block by Wayne Trace, and they get the point. Tori Sin picks up the block. Makes it a 5-4 score. Fort Recovery still leads by one. And going back to serve now is Paige Alber, the line drive specialist. Here comes her serve. Mara Pearson digs it out and can't get it up high enough, and we couldn't play it. Going to go ahead and give Alber an ace serve on that, which is her third of the evening. Tied at 5-5 now here in game number three. Alber's service too low this time. That's her first service error tonight. Hits it into the net and onto the ground. Side out Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians. By the way, I want to salute Sebastian Solis. He's actually our studio producer at the radio station tonight, filling in for Eric Catterly. We appreciate Sebastian working this evening to fill in for Eric. Sorry I left you out there, Sebastian. Back to Wayne Trace. Wayne Trace will set, hit back over to Fort Recovery, and a kill. Gracie Shepherd with a kill. 6-6, all tied up. And Gracie Shepherd will go back to serve now for Wayne Trace. It's a good serve dug out by Mara Pearson to Callie Wendell. Mara Pearson free balls it back to Wayne Trace. Here's Alber setting for Sydney Sin. A smash is played by Audra Bupp. Mara Pearson got... Oh, I thought she got the kill. She hit it out of bounds. Just missed. 7-6. Wayne Trace takes the lead. And there's one out of bounds for Shepherd of Wayne Trace. So back to serve for Fort Recovery is Mara Pearson. Good serve. Dug out by the libero, Macy Doster. Back over to Fort Recovery. Here's Callie Wendell setting for Mara Pearson. Hits it back. Now back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp to Callie Wendell. Here's Grace Klingshern. Got the kill. Just nothing but a placement hit there, but they all count the same. Grace Klingshern found the opening where nobody was. And it's 8-7. Fort Recovery has taken a one-point lead. Good serve by Mara Pearson. Wayne Trace in trouble. They free ball it over. Callie Wendell will dig it out. And there is a kill for Kayla Heitkamp. Kayla Heitkamp gets a kill. It's one of her rare kills, but we'll take it. Mara Pearson got the point, and she'll serve again. 9-7. Lady Indians by two here. Good serve. Here's the dink over, and I think that was out of bounds. Nope, they say it was in. Give the kill to Tori Sin. Right at the line. She must have just been right on it. 9-8. Fort Recovery still leads by one, but side out Wayne Trace. Good serve by Wayne Trace. Here's the dink over by Grace Klingshern, and she gets the kill. Grace Klingshern with kill number five tonight. Major contributor to the success of this team, no question about it. One of our seniors. Callie Wendell will now serve for Fort Recovery. Lady Indians leading by two, 10-8. Good serve. And free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Lady Indians keep it alive. Callie Wendell free balls it over to Wayne Trace. Here's Albert setting. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell to Heitkamp. As smashed by Paige Guggenbiller, and she gets the kill. Paige Guggenbiller with one of her kills, and that makes number three for her tonight. Callie Wendell picks up the service point. And it's 11-8. Lady Indians by three. We're in game number three. We're tied at one game apiece. Both teams won 25-20. Back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Paige Guggenbiller. Dinks it over. Alber will set for Sin. Outside hitter gets a kill. Sydney Sin gets a kill from the outside hitting spot on the left, making it 11-9. Two-point lead for Fort Recovery, and now going back to serve is Casey Hornish. Hornish's serve is a service error in the net. Boy, you, when you're playing a competitive match like this one, you don't want to make those kind of mistakes. But, hey, everybody, all the kids are trying their best. Things happen. Tegan Fortkamp will now serve, and it is an ace. No, it's a service error over the end line. I thought it was in there for a moment. So side out for Wayne Trace, 12-10, Fort Recovery by two. Here's Sydney Sin serving. Paige Guggenbiller to Grace Klingshern, and she gets the kill from the middle hitting spot. Grace Klingshern with her sixth kill of the evening. Audra Bupp will go back to serve now. We're at Wayne Trace High School. It's about 15 miles north of Van Wert's. Good serve. Here's the set for Wayne Trace. Back to Callie Wendell. Tegan Fortkamp will pass to Mara Pearson. They say it was out of bounds. Mara hits it out of bounds. Side out, Wayne Trace. Back to serve now is Elise Miller for Wayne Trace. To Mara Pearson, Tegan Fortkamp will set. Here's a smash by Paige Guggenbiller. Wayne Trace returns it on a free ball. Tegan Fortkamp sets for Grace Klingshern and gets another kill. Nice match for Grace. Kill number seven tonight. 14-11. Fort Recovery leads by three now. Here's Faith Wendell serving. Pass to the net, free balling back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp to Mara Pearson, and Mara gets a kill. She hasn't had one in a while. That's kill number 10 for her. Timeout for Wayne Trace as they now trail 15-11 here in game number three. We'll be back in a moment here on PG-14 and J Country 101 and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Right after we pause for this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
K&L Tractor Sales and Service, one of our fine Fort Recovery sports sponsors. Wayne Trace won game one, 25-20, and Fort Recovery just didn't play very well in that game. Lady Indians came back and won 25-20 in game two. And here in game three, they're leading 15-11. I'm not saying they're playing really well right now, but they're playing well enough to lead here. Faith Wendell serving, good serve. Dug out by the libero. Here's Gracie Shepherd on a smash and got the kill. Gracie Shepherd, their top hitter, gets a kill. It's number nine for her tonight. And Alber will go back to serve again. Paige Alber, their line drive hitter, line drive server. Here it comes. Played by Mara Pearson. Tegan Fortkamp to Grace Klingshern. Wayne Trace dinks it back over, and they get the kill. Gracie Shepherd picks up the kill. That's number 10 for her tonight, and that makes it 15-13. Wayne Trace sneaking back in this one again after we led by five. Good serve by Albert, dug out by Audra Bupp to Tegan Forkamp. Mara Pearson hits it over. And at the net, Mara hits it back. Wayne Trace sets for Gracie Shepherd, and she hits it into the net. Miss hit that. Point Fort recovery. Side out Lady Indians. That helps. That makes it 16-13. I thought she was going to blast it down our throat there, but she mishit it. Kayla Heitkamp will now serve for the Lady Indians. Kayla's let serve, ace serve. Boy, sometimes you just can't play those let serves, and that's what happened there. Ace serve for Kayla Heitkamp. Makes it 17-13. The sophomore Kayla Heitkamp will serve again. And this time it's out of bounds. Serving error, too long. 17-14. Backing to serve now is their star, Gracie Shepherd. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson. Tegan Forkamp can't get it over. Tegan was going to try just to free ball it over, and she just couldn't quite get there to get the angle on it. Point for Shepherd. She will serve again. Good serve there. Audra Bupp to Heitkamp. Here's Mara Pearson hitting it over. Now a hit back by Sydney Sin of Wayne Trace. There's Sage Luthold back over to Wayne Trace. Sage in the lineup now. Sydney Sin hits it back over. Here's a misplay there by Tegan Forkamp. She was wanting to hit a little dink over the net, and she didn't hit it hard enough at all to get it over the net. Point for Wayne Trace. It's a one-point game here now, and there's a service error. A service ace. I wish it was a service error. A service ace for Gracie Shepherd. And now timeout's called by Fort Recovery as the Lady Indians have found themselves in a tie game here, 17-17. We'll be back in a moment.
Fours Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. Fours Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Fours Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indians, Boers Welding.
Okay, here we go with Gracie Shepherd. She's served several points in a row now, and this could give them the lead. Mara Pearson passing to Kayla Heitkamp, who will set for Mara Pearson. Hits it over. Wayne Trace plays it. Albert will set for Sydney Sin, and now Callie Wendell digs it out. Here's a hit by Tegan Forkamp. And on the second hit, hitting it over and getting the kill was Casey Hornish of Wayne Trace, and that puts Wayne Trace in the lead at 18-17. Gracie Shepherd serves again. Dug out by Fort Recovery. Now Kayla Heitkamp hits it over to Wayne Trace on the second hit, and they're going to call a double hit on Wayne Trace. Got a break on that one. I don't like that call. I just assume play the game without that call, but we got the break of it that time. Here's Mara Pearson serving for Fort Recovery. Albers over to the middle hitter. Now here's Kayla Heitkamp setting for Fort Recovery. Grace Klingsher in a smash and hits it out of bounds. That gives Wayne Trace the lead again at 19-18. It was tied 18-18. And going back to serve now is Caitlin Slade. Slade's serve is dug out by Tegan Forkamp to Kayla Heitkamp, back to Tegan Forkamp. Here's the set for Wayne Trace. Sydney Sin hits it over. Callie Wendell will set for Tegan Forkamp. The hit over, played by Wayne Trace. Back over to Fort Recovery and a kill. Harper Myers picks up the kill. Little finesse hit there in the right spot. That makes it 20-18. Wayne Trace by two. Lady Indians need to stop this right now. Kayla Heitkamp to Grace Klingsher. Back over to Wayne Trace. Here's the set for Sydney Sin, and she gets a kill from the outside hitting position. Sydney Sen getting a kill. That makes it 21-18. Fort Recovery trails by three. Coach Travis Guggenbiller calling timeout, encouraging his team down there. We'll be back in a moment. Lady Indians trailing by three. We're tied at one game apiece.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Back here we are at Wayne Trace High School. Rob Weaver here. Our studio producers tonight, Ava Shane for FortRecoveryRadio.com and Sebastian Solis for the radio station WPGW. And we're underway here with the next serve. Here's Grace Klingshern back to Wayne Trace, the set. Here's Sydney Sin getting it through a Fort Recovery block and gets another point. Sydney Sin has been racking up the kills here in this game. She didn't have all that many in the first game. Here's the serve by Caitlin Slade. It's a good serve. Here's a smash by Tegan Fortkamp, played by Wayne Trace. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell, Tamara Pearson. Here's Grace Klingshern back over to Wayne Trace. Here's the set back over to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp bumps it up. Kayla Heitkamp sets for Grace Klingshern. Back over to Wayne Trace. Battle at the net. And is it a kill? Yep, another kill for Sydney Sin. Sydney Sin gets another kill. It's 23-18. Wayne Trace on the verge of winning game three here. Dug out by Mara Pearson. Here's a smash by Grace Klingshern. And she gets a kill, hitting it through the Wayne Trace block. Boy, we needed that. Makes it 23-19 now. Side out Lady Indians. Callie Wendell goes back there. She's capable of running off a lot of points in a row here. Let's hope she does. First serve is good. Sydney Sin to Albers, and there's a smash and a block by Paige Guggenbiller. Point Fort Recovery. That's the first block of the evening for Paige. Give Callie Wendell credit for the point. She will serve again. Good serve again. And, oh, it's almost an ace serve, but Wayne Trace fields it back over to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Paige Guggenbiller back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp hits it over on the second hit. Wayne Trace plays it. Here's a smash, and Sydney Sin comes through with another kill, hitting it through the Fort Recovery block. Side out Wayne Trace, and now it's 24-20. Here's game point for Wayne Trace, serving as Casey Hornish. Wayne Trace leads 24-20. Kayla Heitkamp to Tegan Fortkamp, hits it over to Wayne Trace. Here's the set. The set hit by Sydney Sin, a battle at the net. Tegan Fortkamp tries to free ball it over and hits it in the net, and that is your game, 25-20. Kind of an oddity, as all three games have been won by the same score, 25-20. Wayne Trace won game one and game three. Fort Recovery won game two. Lady Indians find themselves with their back to the wall now, trailing 2-1. This is a must win for Fort Recovery in game four. We'll be back in just a moment.
JR Manufacturing is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics. One of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products, JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent. Find specific openings for employment on the Hometown Opportunities website or jrmanufacturing.net. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. If you or a loved one is 65 or over, it's time to review your Medicare Part D coverage. Plan options continue to change every year. If you are concerned about the cost of your Medicare drugs and coverage, Kalp Pharmacy can help with a free plan comparison to make sure you get the medications you need. To set up a free Medicare plan review, visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, or call 1-800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, we're just underway here in game number four, and Allison Fullenkamp comes up with a kill for Fort Recovery. That makes the score at 1-0 here to start the match. Audra Bupp back serving for the Lady Indians. Good serve. Here's the set for Wayne Trace. Oh, nice save by Mara Pearson. Tegan Fullenkamp free balls it back. Here's the set for Wayne Trace, the hit and the kill. Lexi Moore comes through with the kill, and that ties it up at one apiece. Now it's side out for Wayne Trace. Sydney Sin will go back to serve. She has been a pain in our side with her hitting in that game, too. Here's a smash for Paige Guggenbiller, played by Wayne Trace. Back over by Shepherd at Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson tried to get the kill, but didn't get it. I don't know whether it was blocked or didn't get it over the net. And it's a point Wayne Trace. Sydney Sin picks up a service point. She'll serve again. Dug out by Callie Wendell to Tegan Fullenkamp. Here's Mara Pearson on a smash, played by Wayne Trace. A blast, a block by Allison Fullenkamp. Back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fullenkamp hits it over to Wayne Trace. Here's the set. Smashed by Gracie Shepherd, played by Audra Bupp. There's the set by Tegan Fullenkamp. Mara Pearson hits it back to Wayne Trace. Here's a smash and a kill for Gracie Shepherd. Gracie Shepherd picks up another one. That's 11 for her tonight. Another service point for Sydney Sin. 3-1. Wayne Trace leads here in game four. Back over to Wayne Trace. Here's Shepherd on a smash, and she mishit that one. Point for recovery. Side out Lady Indians. Faith Wendell will come in to serve for Fort Recovery. 3-2 score. Fort Recovery trails by one. They trail 2-1 here in this match. Here's the dig and hit over by Gracie Shepherd. Now Allison Fullenkamp back over. Here's the set for Wayne Trace and a kill. That was Harper Myers getting the kill. That makes it now 4-2. Wayne Trace leads by 2. Going back to serve now for Wayne Trace is Kathleen Stoller. Correction, it's Elise Miller. Elise Miller going back for Wayne Trace. Good serve. Dug out by Mara Pearson to Tegan Fullenkamp. Mara will dink it over and got the kill, hitting it where nobody was at. Nice placement hit there for Mara Pearson. That's kill number 11 for Mara. And here is Kayla Heitkamp going back to serve for Fort Recovery. Good serve dug out by Wayne Trace. There's a smash and a kill off the fingertips of Fort Recovery. Lexi Moore comes through with a kill. 5-3. Albers serving now for Wayne Trace. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson. Mara gets it back, hits it over, and they say it was out of bounds. Mara thought it was in. Can't argue with the linesman. Well, you can, but you know where it gets you. Nowhere. And there's an ace serve by Albers. She has a wicked line drive serve, and she picks up an ace serve. And Coach Guggenbiller calls time as Fort Recovery is falling behind here in this crucial game 4, 7-3. We'll be back in just a moment.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
Well, I don't know. We just can't seem to get in gear here this evening. Here's a serve by Albers for Wayne Trace, and it's an ace serve again. Off the hands of Mara Pearson, one of our better players. Mara just couldn't handle it. That is the fifth ace serve of the night for this young lady. Another line drive serve. Dug out by Fort Recovery. Back over to Wayne Trace by Tegan Fortkamp. Here's a smash from deep to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will set. Mara Pearson on the hit. Got the kill. That went off their libero, Macy Doster. And Mara Pearson picks up kill number 12 for her this evening. And she will go back to service 8-4. Fort Recovery trailing by 4. Wayne Trace ahead of us 2-1. Pearson's serve is good. Albers will set. Here's the hit by Gracie Shepherd, and it's blocked, I believe, by Sage Luthold. Sage Luthold picks up an important block. Mara Pearson back to serve again. It's a good serve again. Dug out by Wayne Trace. A little dink and a kill by Gracie Shepherd. That was a little finesse kill there by Shepherd. She saw the open spot, and she just softly placed it over and got the kill. Number 12 for her tonight. Shepherd will serve on side out. Ace serve for Gracie Shepherd. Well, I hate to say it, but this game is just not looking good for us. We're just not doing it. 10-5, we trail here. Still time for us to come back, though. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Grace Klingshern, a block. Klingshern will set again. Hit back over by Sage Luthold. Here's a smash. Sydney Sin does it again. Got a smash for a kill. Let's see, for her, that's 2, 4, 6, 8. 10 kills for her tonight. Many in that third game. There's an ace serve for Harper Myers of Wayne Trace. It's 12-5. We trail 2-1. Here comes the next serve. Dug out by Mara Pearson, but not high enough. Another ace serve. Timeout by Coach Guggenbiller again. 13-5, Lady Indians trail by 8 points in this crucial fourth game. If we lose this game, this match is over. We'll be back in a moment.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here we go with another serve for Gracie Shepherd. She's had two ace serves in a row. Here's Kayla Heitkamp setting for Grace Klingshern. Klingshern back to Wayne Trace. Sydney Sin tries to get a kill, and they can't play it. I think that might have been Sage Luthold on a block for Fort Recovery there. So we stop the bleeding for the moment. 13-6, side out Fort Recovery. We trail by 7. Good serve by Callie Wendell. Oh, it's not a good serve. It's over the end line. Oh, man, when you've got your back against the wall and you're trying to come back, that's not what you want. But it happens, and here's Caitlin Slade going back to serve now for Wayne Trace. They lead 14-6. Kennedy Mollenkamp is in the game now for Fort Recovery. There's a hit by Grace Klingshern. Here's a hit back over by Sydney Sin. Did it again. Another kill by Sin. Number 11 for her. Makes it 15-6. Very disappointing tonight so far. Here's a out-of-bounds service error for Caitlin Slade. Side-out Lady Indians. That makes it 15-7. Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, 105.3 FM in Portland, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Here's a hit back over by Sin. Tegan Fortkamp to Grace Klingshern. Back over to Wayne Trace. Back over to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp tried to dig it out. And she couldn't get it in the right spot. Side out for Wayne Trace. They lead 16-7. Serving now is Casey Hornish. Allison Fullenkamp bumps it back over to Wayne Trace. Here's a smash and they mishit it into the net. Harper Myers mishit that. Gives side out to Fort Recovery. That keeps us alive here. Boy, if we need to make a run, it's now. We need to make the run now. We trail 16-8. Still time. Audra Bupp will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. Dug out by Wayne Trace, by Caitlin Slade. Here's a smash back to Fort Recovery. And it's out of bounds by Sydney Sin. Point for Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp, by the way, is serving here. Good serve by Audra. Almost an ace, but not quite. Now Shepherd free balls it back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Hits it over. Played by Wayne Trace. And it goes out of bounds. Fort Recovery goes out of bounds off Wayne Trace. Fort Recovery with the point. Makes it 16-10 now. Lady Indians back to within 6. Good serve by Audra Bupp again. Here's the set. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell digs it out. Tegan Fortkamp to Mara Pearson. Pearson on the hit, played by Wayne Trace. They're going to call a double hit on Wayne Trace. 16-11. Don't sell Audra Bupp short. She's the serving expert. We're back to within 5. Good serve there. Dug out by Slade. Here's a hit by... Oh, no. They say it's in. Man, I thought for sure that was out. Sydney Sin gets another kill. That's a crucial call there. And Sydney Sin will go back to serve at 17-11. 6-point game. Still time for us here. We're back closer. Sin's serve is good. Dug out by Audra Bupp to Tegan Fortkamp. There is Allison Fullenkamp getting a big kill. Allison Fullenkamp with kill number 10 on the night. Faith Wendell will go back to serve. It's now 17-12. We're back to within 5. We're in game 4. Fort Recovery trailing 2-1 and trailing here 17-12. Here's Shepherd back over to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Mara Pearson on the hit, played by Wayne Trace. in, hits it back over to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp sets for Allison Follenkamp, and she hits it out of bounds over the end line. Hitting error for Fort Recovery. That makes it 18-12 now. Wayne Trace by six. Back to serve now for Wayne Trace is Elise Miller. First serve is good. Dug out by Audra Bupp. Tegan Fortkamp, Tamara Pearson. Cross-court hit. Played by Wayne Trace. Here's the set. Gracie Shepherd on a smash and got the kill. Gracie Shepherd with her 13th kill of the evening. Another service point for Elise Miller. 19-12 now. Serve to Mara Pearson. Here's Pearson hitting it back and getting the kill. Mara Pearson with a kill. That makes it 19-13, and back to serve is Kayla Heitkamp, the sophomore for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery 8-14 on the year. Wayne Trace 17-5. Here's the serve. Oh, just misses to the outside. Service error. 20-13. Not looking good, folks. I try to be the eternal optimist, but starting to get discouraged here. Sorry to say. Here is Albert serving for Wayne Trace. Back over by Kayla Heitkamp, and she got the kill. Of course, as they say, it's never over till it's over. It's a six-point difference now, 20-14. Kennedy Mollenkamp will come in and serve for Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson will go to the bench. Here comes Kennedy Mollenkamp's serve. Good serve dug out by Doster. And there's a miss hit by Wayne Trace. Didn't get it over the net. Point Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp picks up the service point. She'll serve again. It's 20-15. Good serve dug out by Doster to Albert. Here's the hit back by Shepherd. Klingshern will pass to Heitkamp, who sets for Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp back over. Here's Shepherd back to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp saves it. Heitkamp to Tegan Fortkamp. Back over to Wayne Trace. Here's the set for Wayne Trace again. A block by Sage Luthold. The Indians get the point. Sage Luthold with a nice block. That's her third of the evening. Another service point for Kennedy Mollenkamp. And it's 20-16. We're getting closer. Ace serve for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Ace serve. Nobody went after that. It's 20-17 now. Kennedy Mollenkamp serving again. Good serve. To the net it goes. Here's the smash by Shepherd. She got the kill. Gracie Shepherd gets the kill. Albert got the assist. Kill number 14 for her tonight. She will serve again. 21-17. Lady Indians trail by four. Callie Wendell digs out a let serve there. Here's Tegan Fortkamp. Digs it back over. Albert will set for Sin. Cross-court hit. And what do we got? Had a whistle, but I don't know what happened. Somebody blew their whistle, but I didn't see anything that there should have been a whistle for. Somebody must have made a noise in the stands or something. So we're going to do it over. Here's Gracie Shepherd off of Tegan Fortkamp. Kennedy Mollenkamp will bump it up to Fortkamp, who free balls it over. Here's the set, Albert to Sin. Over to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell will set for Tegan Fortkamp. A hit and got the kill. Tegan Fortkamp with the kill. That stops the serve by Gracie Shepherd. Makes it 21-18. Lady Indians only down by three here. There's still time. Callie Wendell serving. It's a good serve and an ace serve for Callie Wendell. Yes, indeed, there's still time. That makes it now 21-19, a two-point lead for Wayne Trace. Fort Recovery has to win this game to stay alive. Callie Wendell, good serve again. Albert will set for Sin. The hit, the block by Paige Guggenbiller back to Wayne Trace. The hit back to Fort Recovery. Oh, off the fist of Kennedy Mollenkamp. Point for Wayne Trace. Give Sydney Sin another kill. That makes it 22-19. Back to serve now is Caitlin Slade. Lady Indians down by three. Mollenkamp to the net. And we're going to call illegal hit on Fort Recovery. 23-19. Caitlin Slade serves again. Good serve dug out by Fort Camp to Kayla Heitkamp. A smash by Paige Guggenbiller. Back to Wayne Trace. They hit it back over to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. She will set for Tegan Fort Camp. A smash and a kill for Tegan Fort Camp. That makes it 23-20. Tegan Forkamp will serve here for the Lady Indians. We need a couple of points, Tegan. Come on. Good serve. Albert will set for Sin. Callie Wendell handles that. Back over to Grace Klingsher, to Wayne Trace. Back over to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell digs it out. Tegan Forkamp hits it over on the second hit. Back to Fort Recovery. Forkamp will set for Allison Follenkamp. She free balls it over. Here's the set for Sydney Sin. Dug out by Kendi Mollenkamp. Kennedy Mollenkamp. Tegan Forkamp over to Wayne Trace. Here's Sydney Sin again. Dug out by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Tegan Forkamp keeps it alive. Grace Klingshern over to Wayne Trace. Here's Alber. And a miss hit by Wayne Trace by Harper Myers. And that gives Fort Recovery the point. 23-21 now. Tegan Forkamp picks up the service point. Come on, Tegan. Here comes another one. Good serve dug out by Wayne Trace. The set. Sydney Sin on the hit. Played by Callie Wendell to Tegan Forkamp. There's Grace Klingsher. And they're going to call a double hit on Fort Recovery. 24-21. Wayne Trace with match point here. Back to serve is Casey Hornish. They lead 24-21. Here we go. Good serve. Paige Guggenbiller. Here's Allison Follenkamp dinking it over. A smash by Paige Guggenbiller, and she got the kill. Paige Guggenbiller gets a kill. That keeps us alive for a little bit longer. 24-22. Back to serve is Audra Bupp. And Audra is certainly capable of serving 3-4 in a row here. Come on, Audra. First one's a good one. Here's the pass to the net. The dink over played by Pearson, who's back in there. And Fort Recovery got a kill. I think it was Paige Guggenbiller with the kill. And that makes it now 24-23. Service point for Paige, for Audra Bupp, rather. Come on, Audra. Timeout is called by Wayne Trace. One more point, and we're right back in this one. We trail 24-23. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
That's been an exciting match. Wayne Trace won game one, 25-20. Fort Recovery won game two, 25-20. Wayne Trace won game three, 25-20. And now here we are, 24-23 in game number four, and it's almost an ace serve for Fort Recovery, but they save it. Here's Tegan Forkamp setting for Allison Follenkamp. She got the kill, and that ties it up at 24-24. Allison Follenkamp with a big kill there. Another service point for Audra Bupp. We're tied at 24-24. Here's Audra Bupp's serve. Dug out by Wayne Trace, the set. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery, played by Audra Bupp. Tegan Forkamp to Mara Pearson. Pearson cr- cross-court hit, played by Wayne Trace. Sydney Sim. There's a dig by Audra Bupp. Mara Pearson. Oh, hits it out of bounds. 25-24. Wayne Trace takes the lead. Once again, they have match point here. They only need to win by two. It's 25-24. Wayne Trace with the lead. Here's the serve dug out by Callie Wendell. Keegan Forkamp will set for Allison Follenkamp, and she gets another crucial kill. Allison Follenkamp with the kill. That makes it 25-25. Now Paige Guggenbiller will go back to serve for Fort Recovery. We've got Mara Pearson, Sage Luthold, Tegan Fortcamp, Audra Bupp, Paige Guggenbiller, and Allison Follenkamp in the lineup at the moment. There's a smash by Wayne Trace. We play it. Another smash by Wayne Trace and a kill. That was Harper Myers with a big kill, and that gives them a one-point lead at 26-25. Oh, we had a great comeback here in this game. Can we keep it going? Back to serve is Elise Miller. They lead 26-25. Good serve dug out by Audra Bupp. Here's the set for Mara Pearson. Got the, oh no, they kept it alive and they free ball it back. Fort Recovery to the net. Tegan Forkamp to Mara Pearson. And here's another hit by Wayne Trace. The set for Mara Pearson hits it again. Wayne Trace keeps it alive again. Freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell bumps it up to Tegan Forkamp. Smashed by Allison Follenkamp. A block by Wayne Trace. And that ends the match. 27-25. Wayne Trace wins the last game and the match. 3-1. Well, that was an exciting finish there. We just got too far behind in game number 4, and this match is over. Once again, Fort Recovery losing 3-1 tonight from Wayne Trace. We'll be back to wrap it up in just a moment.
Fours Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. Fours Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Fours Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indians, Vores Welding.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
JR Manufacturing is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics. One of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products, JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent. Find specific openings for employment on the Hometown Opportunities website or jrmanufacturing.net. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
The Cooper Farms Turkey Trot is back for its 15th year on Saturday, November 5th. Join us as we race, gobble, and once again give to our friends at Everhart Hospice Care. The Turkey Trot begins at Cooper Farms Processing Plant at 1 Cooper Farms Drive in St. Henry, Ohio. Registration and packet pickup begins at 9 a.m. with race starting at 10. Water and refreshments, including a to-go turkey meal, will be provided to all participants, as well as several door prizes awarded. To view full details and to register, visit speedyfeet.com and search for Cooper Farms Turkey Trot.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. We are offering flu and pneumonia shots as well as the new boosters for COVID-19. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and accepts cash pay.
To schedule your vaccine appointment, call your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work. The Kubota MX Series has a lot to offer. Part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, they feature the versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio. When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, back here at Wayne Trace High School, the match is over. Fort Recovery loses 3-1. Once again, Wayne Trace won the first game 25-20. Fort Recovery won the second game 25-20. Wayne Trace won the third game 25-20. And then the final one going into overtime, Wayne Trace winning after Fort Recovery was way down in the fourth game. Came back very nicely, but still ended up on the losing end, 27-25. Wayne Trace wins 3-1 tonight. Wayne Trace improving their record to 18-5 on the year. Fort Recovery finishes the year at 8-15. And personally, I'm just very disappointed tonight. I didn't feel like the Lady Indians played their best volleyball tonight for some reason. But that's the way it goes sometimes. Some nights you have it and some nights you don't. And this was one of those nights that Fort Recovery just didn't quite play as well as they have been recently. Giving you some of the stats here for Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp had 17 service points. Didn't have any aces tonight, but a lot of points. I think she had a run of 7 in a row at one time in that second game. Sage Luthold had 3 blocks and 2 kills. Callie Wendell had 4 service points, including 2 aces. Kayla Heitkamp ended up tonight with 2 kills, had 4 service points and 1 ace. Mara Pearson ended up with 13 kills, had 6 service points, including 2 aces and 1 block. Grace Klingshern had a nice evening with 8 kills for the senior. Tegan Forkamp had a total tonight of, 8 service points. Nope, that was not correct. Tegan Forkamp had 4 kills and 3 service points, and one of her service points was an ace. So 3 kills. Correction again. Tegan Forkamp had 4 kills, 3 service points, and 1 ace of those 3 service points. Allison Follenkamp had a very nice night with 12 kills on the night and 3 blocks. Paige Guggenbiller ended up with 5 kills and 1 block. Faith Wendell had 4 service points, including 2 aces. And Kennedy Mollenkamp had 3 service points, including 1 ace. Leading the way for Wayne Trace Lady Raiders, Sydney Sin had 13 kills, 9 service points, including 1 ace. It was Gracie Shepherd. She's their leading hitter on the year, and she had 14 kills on the night, had 8 service points and 3 aces. Harper Myers had 8 kills and 1 service ace on the evening. Lexi Moore had 3 kills. Elise Miller had 5 service points. Tori Sin had 4 kills and a block. Paige Alber, server expert, she had 8 service points but 5 aces. Her serve was a very low line drive type serve, very hard to play. She ended up with 5 aces on the night. Casey Hornish had 2 kills and 2 service points. And Caitlin Slade with 10 service points, including 2 aces. Those are my unofficial stats for tonight. I want to thank you all for listening. Thanks to our studio producers, Sebastian Solis for the radio station WPGW, AM and FM in Portland, and 105.3 FM in Portland. And Ava Shane for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks, Ava, for the great job all season. And Neil Spencer was also here at the game site tonight as well. Again, Fort Recovery losing this evening by a margin of 3-1. Wayne Trace will go on to play Parkway for the sectional championship on Wednesday night. Good luck to the Lady Raiders. They have a nice little team. I think we're still better, but couldn't prove it to them tonight, unfortunately. And that will wrap up the volleyball season, and Fort Recovery football team is still alive, of course, and the cross-country team, they still have things going on. Cross-country team had a great MAC meet this week, indeed. Trevor Heitkamp winning the boys high school boys race, and McKenna Hillscamp winning the junior high girls race for Fort Recovery. So we'll look forward to seeing some results from them yet down the road. Thanks again to our sponsors in the broadcast tonight, including K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Vohr's Welding north of Fort Recovery, B&D Contracting, JR Manufacturing, Cooper Farms, all sponsors of the broadcast tonight, along with Calp Pharmacy, Hall Brothers Incorporated, St. Henry Bank, and the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. From the Wayne Trace High School, for our fine sponsors, for our Lady Indians, who had a nice season. Again, we salute the seniors once again, Audra Bupp, Allison Fullenkamp, Grace Klingshern, and Faith Wendell. We wish them all the very best. I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from Wayne Trace.